This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The nation pays homage to Iron Man Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary today. The day is also celebrated as Rashtriya Ekta Divas or National Unity Day, highlighting the monumental role Sardar Patel played in uniting India after independence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations and offer floral tribute to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. He will administer the Ekta Divas pledge and witness Ekta Divas parade. The parade will include contingents from BSF, CRPF, CISF, ITBP and SSB along with various state police forces. Key attractions this year include a BSF marching contingent comprising exclusively Indian breed dogs such as Rampur Hounds and Mudhol Hounds, Gujarat Police's horse contingent, Assam Police's motorcycle Daredevil Show and BSF's camel contingent and camel mounted band. The parade will also honour 5 Shaurya Chakra awardees from CRPF and 16 Gallantry Medal winners from BSF who displayed exceptional courage in anti-Naxal operations in Jharkhand and counter-terror operations in Jammu and Kashmir. BSF personnel will also be recognised for their valour during Operation Sindoor. This year's Rashtriya Ekta Divas parade will feature 10 tableaux from NSG, NDRF, Gujarat, Jammu and Kashmir, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Manipur, Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Uttarakhand and Puducherry, depicting the theme Unity in Diversity. A cultural program featuring 900 artists will showcase India's classical dances, representing the richness and diversity of Indian culture. The Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations this year hold special significance as the nation marks the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Aryan Summit 2025 at Rohini in New Delhi this afternoon. The program forms a key part of the Gyan Jyoti Festival, commemorating the 200th birth anniversary of Maharishi Dayanand Saraswati and 150 years of Arya Samaj's service to society. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The summit will bring together representatives from Arya Samaj units across India and abroad, reflecting the universal relevance of Maharishi Dayanand's reformist ideals and the organization's global outreach. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has approved a plan for developing 76 passenger holding areas at various railway stations across the country. This decision was taken following the success of the passenger holding area at New Delhi Railway Station. Railway Minister said that the new holding areas planned across the country will follow a modular design and will be constructed keeping in view local conditions. The minister has directed that all holding areas should be completed well before the 2026 festival season. The New Delhi station managed the extremely heavy rush of passengers during Diwali and Chhat with the help of its newly developed holding area, which was completed within 4 months. The centre has said that curriculum on artificial intelligence will be introduced in all schools from class 3 onwards. The Ministry of Education has said that this initiative marks a nascent yet significant step towards the ethical use of AI to solve complex challenges, as the technology will be organically embedded from the foundational stage beginning in grade 3. It said that artificial intelligence and computational thinking will reinforce the concept of learning, thinking and teaching and will gradually expand towards the idea of AI for public good. The ministry further informed that the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has constituted an expert committee chaired by IIT Madras Professor Karthik Raman to develop the artificial intelligence and computational thinking curriculum. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating Australia by 5 wickets in a thrilling semi-final match in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 339 runs, India overhauled the target with 5 wickets in hand and 9 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.